Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mike Reynolds, and I am the MGD, the Millennial Girl Dad. Welcome. Today is, or this is rather, the first official episode, so I bid you welcome. Now, today is a very important episode. Not only is this the first of many, but this is a very good opportunity to kick things off on the right foot. So, without further ado, I present to you Dads versus Puberty. Now, you remember when you were growing up, you know, a lot of things that you did really didn't make too much sense. Like, you were nonsenseful, you were a kid, you just got to kind of live in the moment and enjoy things for what they were. I feel like nowadays a lot of people don't really enjoy or live in those kind of moments. There has to be some kind of like reason or right to be happy or to be sad or for whatever the case may be. There's always got to be some kind of justification to feel some type of way. You can't just enjoy and live in the moment. But that's not why we're here today. We're here to talk about some fun stuff. Now, dads versus puberty. That's kind of a racy subject. And of course, that would be the main topic for my first episode, but dads versus puberty. Now, why is this important? No, I'm a single dad. I have to deal with my daughter's monthly friend, and it wasn't always a very fun experience. I mean, it's never a fun experience when dealing with, but you know, it's something that you have to get used to, something that takes an adjustment to, but also something that can enlighten. Now, for this particular instance, I like to shine light on the very first time that it happened. Now, prior to this particular instance, I was sort of prepared. You know, my mom came to me with, you know, some pads, some tampons, a few of the necessary items that, you know, may make this particular situation a little bit easier to get through, right? Had it stationed or stashed in a specific spot in the house so that when and if the time comes, I'd be ready, on point. Action Jackson, ready for action. Maybe not Action Jackson. So, about a week, 2 weeks later, you know, my daughter comes to me. She's holding her stomach. She's, "Dad, I don't feel so well." "What do you mean you don't feel well?" I said, "This thing is something wrong with my stomach." "So, of course, go to the bathroom. You know, maybe you got to use the bathroom. Go take a dump. Maybe it's that, because that's usually 90% of the things that gets wrong that could fix, you know, when you have an upset stomach or whatever the case may be. Just go take a dump, all right?" So she goes to the bathroom. About 5-10 minutes later, she comes back still holding her stomach. But then she goes, "Dad, I think I may have started my period." Now, I'd like to think I was prepared. I like to think that I was ready and raring to go to be able to be ready for this particular instance. All that went out the window when she said those faithful words. I was scared shitless. Not gonna lie to you. No, you're not doing this now. Absolutely not. No. Well, it's here, Dad. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what the fuck to do. What are you supposed to do? This is happening to you, not me. I don't write the book on this. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what to do. Right? So I'm shitting bricks. Going through it. I'm an emotional wreck. Trying to figure out how best to counter and solve this particular issue. I said, get some paper towel, and put it in your pants, and just like line a bunch of it up so it sucks up the blood, whatever's going on there. After a kind of an embarrassing look on her face, she kind of walked away from me on that one. I quickly resolved that there's got to be a better method to this madness. So it quickly becomes evident that one of us has to go and go get some pads. Now, it took a little bit to derive and figure out who was actually going to be it, because this clearly wasn't my issue, and I didn't think I had to go do and have to go through this mess because it wasn't me. Shortly after, I arrived at the store to go pick up some pads. Now, fear comes to play in this particular instance, because you don't know fear until you're faced with this particular instance and have to do something about it, and you don't know what to do. I speak of having to choose pads. Now, I arrived at Stop and Shop moments later, after we came to this rather, you know, against me decision. I arrived at Stop and Shop, and I know exactly where I have to go, so I make a beeline. I run over to the feminine section, and I head right to where this feminine product was, and I didn't know what to do. I froze, you know, like deer in headlights, you know, car coming at me, lights up, blazing, just kind of stuck there, because I didn't know that this was such an extensive, like choice. I didn't know this was that, like, that deep. I didn't know this was that serious. Apparently, that there are different sizes, textures, colors, flow types, like big ones, little ones, fat ones, small ones, ones for heavy flow, ones for light flow. There are numbers involved and colors and all different types of things. I didn't know this was that much of a thing. Like, this is a multi-choice test. Like, what the fuck is going on? Oh my gosh. So I'm stuck now trying to figure out what do I do? Is her flow light? Is it heavy? Does she need a big one or a small one? Is it an overnight one? Does she need a thin one? I'm like lost and confused and scared. But as luck would have it, I'm not the only one in this particular section. There's a nice little grandma next to me. And I think to myself, I say, yeah. What if I ask grandma? Maybe grandma can shed some light on this particular situation. Maybe she can help me out. Get me through this nonsense. No, let's not do that. Because me having to explain my plight to some grandma who don't know me, it's just going to make me seem a little bit creepy. Or at least that's what I thought at the time. So, what do I do? So I call my daughter. Baby girl, listen. Is it light or heavy? Huh? Is the flow, is it light or heavy? What does that mean? I don't know. I don't know what it means. I'm just trying to figure this stuff out, just like you. I'm still new to this. You need a big one or a small one? Huh? What does that mean, Dad? I don't... There's stuff on the thing here that are not making sense to me, so I don't know what I should be looking for, and you didn't tell me. You didn't prepare me for this. You just told me to go get pads, and I don't know which ones to get, and I don't want to get the wrong ones because I don't want to have to make trips because this is embarrassing enough as it is. Dad, I just need pads, Dad. I just need pads. So I hang up the phone on her. She's obviously no fucking help. So I call Brit Brat, my sister. Brittany, help me. What do I do? Now, my sister is very smart. Probably one of the smartest people that I know. She goes, Mike, calm down. Relax. Just keep it average. Keep it simple. All right, go for the unscented, regular size, and, you know, whatever adjustments need to be made can be made on the next time around so that, you know, get yourself out of this little tobacco. She didn't say tobacco, but you know. And I said, shined a light on it. So I did. I went with the average. I think it was the size 3 or whatever the case. I mean, it's not important. Now it's not important. All right. The moral of the story is that life comes at you sideways. And sometimes it's better to just kind of keep a cool head because you can never be too prepared or prepared enough for what may happen. And there are going to be times when you lose your cool. And there are going to be times when you don't know the best operating system to how to figure this one out. But when you keep a level head, when you keep a level head with a good circle around you that has your best interest at heart, 99.9% of the time, you'll probably do all right. More often than not. More often than not. So that's my story. It's dads versus puberty. It sucked. It was hard. It was difficult. But somehow, some miraculously magical way, I made it through. And I'm glad. I don't have to worry about these period points coming at me sideways anymore because I've done it. I've overcome the hill of having to go through this the first time. Now, she gets these things on her own so that I don't have to do it for her. because, you know, after the way I expertly handled it the first time, you know, don't gotta do it again. But needless to say, this is one of the many adventures in my life. Trust, I have plenty, plenty more stories for you to help. All right, so to all the single dads out there, all the not-so-single dads, to the moms, the families, to whoever decides to want to turn this podcast on, I'm here to enlighten, here to tell a story, here to shed a light on my life that may help you out when you need it the most. Or maybe just make you laugh. I don't know. But for what it's worth, I am Mike Reynolds. And I am the MGD, the Millennial Girl Dad. And for now, till the next time, I bid you adieu.